Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a fascinating show as we are going to hear the story of a near-death experience and the incredible healing modality that was gained from this experience of Jimmy Mack. This is quite a quantum conversation, and we're going to experience energetic shifts with Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thrilled to work with you today, and whoever calls in, too. It's fantastic.
Yes, okay, so let's tell everyone to get ready, because if you have an issue that you would like Jimmy to work on with you and shift that energy, it can be done. It's quite fascinating. He just spent a moment with me before the show, and it was validated through muscle testing and a pendulum. So it's quite fascinating. We are going to get down to that in today's episode. But first, we are going to learn, Jimmy, about your near-death experience, because we have learned by witnessing those who go through this experience that there's interesting things that go on, this connection to this greater mind, this ocean of consciousness. So please share with us your near-death experience and what happened there.
Love that. Yeah. You know, I did a lot of different healing modalities and took a lot of different courses and different things. But then I was actually at a healing seminar and I got really, really sick. It was a gallbladder issue, and they took out my gallbladder, but they about killed me. They gave me too much anesthesia. So it's more common than people might know. Got full-blown clinical pneumonia, and really my saturation, my oxygen saturation index had crashed. So I wasn't able to breathe. It felt like seven elephants on your chest kind of thing. And you know, it's never a good sign when a whole bunch of the heads of the departments come into your little hospital room. So I had in there, of course, anesthesiology and surgery and, pulmonary people and internal medicine and a little bit of everybody. And if they're all crowded in your room, it's never to tell you how great things are. So we went back and forth with that, of course. And I finally said to the surgeon, pretend I'm your best friend, your little brother, your uncle. And he goes, I'd put you back in ICU right now. And I said, okay, lead the way, because they've talked about leaving me there and just monitoring things. And, you know, but they act all bug-eyed, like, you know, something could happen worse. So I said, well, lead the way. Let's go to ICU. Mm-hmm. So ICU, of course, was an experience. I can tell you I love nurses, because nurses were the only thing that saved me. There wasn't any doctors around at midnight, 2 in the morning. I had very profound experiences, of course, and I was there 3 nights in a row, and I was coding out every night for one reason or another, I guess, and they would bring me back. But somewhere in the in-between, I never saw, I tell folks, never saw Jesus, never saw white light. It was very mystical, magical. It looked more like the Hubble Space Telescope pictures of deep inner space. I heard angelic sounds and music, and that's what I was going up into. And kind of my joke even to this day is, hey, you don't feel like coming back from that. I can tell you that. It's just so ethereal and so awesome. You couldn't care less about being here. So we cry over our loved ones and whatnot, which is understandable just because we lost them. But I can promise you from the glimpse I got every night, three nights in a row, it's so awesome. You don't want to come back from it. So each night I had a different, pretty wild experience. And what came out of that was the My Liquid Fish technique or method that we're showing folks to today.
Okay. Well, Kent, I'm going to ask you a few more questions, Jimmy, about that experience. It is comforting for those, and it's wonderful for people who are helping or assisting others in passing over, that it is really a beautiful unification of souls, or I mean, I don't know, I haven't experienced it, so share with us more of what you experienced. It was just, you said it was like deep space.
Yeah, deep inner space. One of the book covers, I have 8 books that I've authored. One of the book covers alone, we got permission from NASA to put it on the cover, and that was the Hubble Space Telescope Deep Inner Space, one of the pictures. And that's Tell the Fish 365, but folks can see that. But that's really what it was like going up into this mix, you know, this magical mixture of different colors and things. And again, you know, really angelic. The sounds are very similar. You can go on YouTube for free and look up 432 Hertz. And the space music, ethereal music, angelic music, that's really what it sounds like. I like Constance Denby. Things like that. She's pretty much handled it, got a handle on it if people want to look that up. And that was what I was hearing and going up into. The colors are so rich and so deep, it almost brings tears to my eyes to talk about it. So it's nothing like I've ever seen before, and it certainly is anything you want to come back from.
All right, so then talk about how you made your way back. Did you have a choice? Were you saying, I don't want to go back? Was this permission that you were given?
I felt like I was going up into it. I was never communicated with, hey, do you want to stay or come back? And the next thing I knew, I was like being, you know, slammed back into my body. So that's really what it felt like. Yeah. So I kept revving up to go back up in it each night, and then I kept coming back into my body. So, but it was enough to where I was shown these different odd things and unusual pieces, and so it was really in the in-between for a while, and who knows how long I was out or what was happening, you know, at the time. But it was very, very ethereal. It was very peaceful. You're no longer really weighted down by a body or anything else. It's a very ghosty, drifty feeling.
And you said you were shown some odd things. So talk a little bit about some of those odd things that actually led you to the liquid fish, my liquid fish.
Well, one of the symbols I kept seeing all the time in the in-between was infinity, which looks like an 8 laying on its side. And then Spirit showed me, it was almost like a video to take off the back left end. And so if you do that and you take off the left side of infinity, you wind up with little fish. It isn't necessarily the Christian fish symbol, but it's more roller coaster-ish and more roundish. And so that's what they showed me, and it looks like a fish that a child might draw if they're 3 years old with a single crayon in their fist. It's one continuous line, and it looks like when you do it, it looks like a Tai Chi or a yoga move. It's a very fluid piece to do. And so that's what they showed me, and in the power of that, of course, the bottom left of the tail, for example, was really earth negative weakness. Anything we want to put in that, we almost jettison up through the fish and surrender it up into the heavens. Anything super positive we don't have, we're reaching up into the heavens, and it would be heaven positive strength, and we're bringing it through this little fish design or conduit, and we're bringing it back down into ourselves. And is so fast and so wild, we'll show folks today, of course, that I played with it for about a year. I didn't even introduce it to anybody in the healing world or anything else, because the last thing I wanted to be working on was bringing out some new technique or modality to, you know, the world, right? I'd rather hung out the rest of my life and just seen clients and helped them heal and all that. But over time, it got to be more and more powerful. One of my little friends calls it a tear in the fabric of time. I like that. And it bridges both worlds. It's like bridging heaven and earth. So that's what we're doing when we do this little design or this little movement.
Okay, well, we will experience that, and we have a lot of requests coming in to have blockages removed for against great abundance and money, and let's see, the word is good fortune. So
I love that.
We'll work all on that. Mm-hmm. All right, so bridging both worlds, before we get there, my last question for now, what is your take then on consciousness? And what it is all about, and how we are multidimensional.
Well, I mean, the funniest, cutest meme I saw on Facebook is we're basically ghosts inside a meat suit on a carbon planet just hurling through space, right, at a million miles an hour. So that would be I would bottom line it for you right there on a live show and laugh, right?
So when we expand our consciousness, you got to get out of that hole.
Oh, I couldn't care less about all that anymore. I just feel high as a kite all the time. You know, I don't need drugs or alcohol or anything. I'm just like walking around barely here and, you know, just in a much happier, joyful place.
Okay,
so,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So
we all have it. We all possess it. We're all part of it. If you're breathing and alive right now, uh-huh. You know, you can tap into this too. You have just as much power as I do. Really, over time, it's building up the belief and the confidence that you could even do this.
Yes, those are key words right there, the belief
mm-hmm.
and the confidence
Huge.
That we can do it. Absolutely.
Huge.
Okay, bigger than any placebo, right? That's it again, mm-hmm. is why the placebo effect works. Okay, all right, well, if anyone has questions for Jimmy, please go ahead and send them in if you want to know anything more about his experience, or if you have him in a request to remove a blockage or to connect us more into the higher frequencies. All right, Jimmy, so there's a couple that come in, and again, it is on money and prosperity.
Love that.
Making enough mm-hmm. to be provided for our needs. And this comes from at least four people over our Q&A box. So let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about how the work that you do for one person actually affects all of us. We can all link in to this healing and this shift, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And it's definitely, it's beyond the words. It is a movement. It is the energy, the frequency, the vibration of what we're doing here today. And I love that somebody mentioned good fortune too, because that's probably one of my favorites. So a lot of times you don't need to worry about, you know, people go, well, I want money, I want wealth, I want all these things. It's like, nah, go with good fortune. My oldest son has a tattoo. It says, good fortune favors the bold. How wild is that, right? And so you have to be that bold, that strong. If you strengthen good fortune, it seems to wave into every area of our lives. So, for instance, right now, also, anyone that ever hears even the replay of this or the sound of my voice, if we work on eyes, if we work on prostate, weight loss, whatever else anybody has, money, of course, just know it's going to change for you as well. And you really don't need to do a whole lot. I've worked on doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, and total non-believers, but you know, you start pulling them around the room or they feel the wave of this energy, they become believers pretty quick. So that's the interesting part. But you do muscle testing and standing and also use a pendulum. So even good fortune right now, we'll move that around for everybody that hears the sound of my voice, everybody on the IM, all that. So grab your pendulum. We'll change it right now.
And so for those who do have a pendulum, what do
yeah,
you want them
play
to
along.
Do? Just stand there with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, find their neutral spot, and we'll just go with my life is filled with good fortune, and we'll see what you get right now with your pendulum.
My life is filled with good fortune. Yes, it's going. Maybe it's not going as much as I want it to.
That's okay. I'm gonna change it right now so that it goes even stronger. And anyone that is getting a no, it's going to change to yes. And anyone that's already getting a yes, it's going to strengthen it even more. Here we go. And you'll see the jump.
I'd love to hear what others are getting. That's a strong pendulum, forward and back. Yes.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
So you can see the gradient and the movement. Isn't that wild? So it's so fun.
So tell us what you're doing there. I mean, for those who have this mental capacity to know.
Sure. Yeah, without question. All I'm doing is tracing the fish. I would start at the bottom left of the tail, slowly move to the middle, top of the fish, face of the fish, underbelly, and I would cross that same line again and fade up into the universe. So that's taking out anything that is a weakness between whoever we're talking to right now or hears the sound of my voice and their good fortune. And then I might start also at the heavens and bring in stronger good fortune like we did for you.
Okay, that is fascinating. Again, this was given to you from your time in three, I guess you could say, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences in those three nights in the hospital. Okay, let's do this one. Okay, what do you have to say about animals? Here we've got someone on our YouTube channel saying, I want healing for all animals. And actually, I've seen animals recently in my neighborhood kind of freaking out, jumping the fence, getting out, getting lost. So that's interesting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is. So, yeah, I work on animals all over the world, so I love that too. And I would add to that, you know, they're not hung up on belief or, you know, a self-confidence issue generally. They're very reactive. They're hungry. They're thirsty. They're tired. They're loving. They're kind. They're all those things. And so right now we can just send love and healing to all animals. You could even check that through your pendulum. You can measure the energy, and everybody at home could do the same thing. And I'm just going to increase that to whoever wrote that in. And here we go. And I'm just doing the little design of the fish right now. And you'll see your pendulum jump to stronger for love and healing for all the animals.
Yes, my pendulum indeed has done that, yes.
Love it.
And the Northern Lights on our YouTube channel says, I feel tingling on my forehead. Mm.
Love that.
Okay.
Very encouraging.
All right. I know another one is weight loss. Or for those who want it, is if for those who need weight, maybe weight gain, but are those two separate?
That's true,
things?
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually did an audio MP3. It's called Ideal Weight. So isn't that interesting? So, yeah.
Oh, that's the one, Ideal Weight.
Yeah.
Because it releases us from judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe acceptance.
Absolutely.
Acceptance as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do that right now for everybody that ever hears the sound of my voice now live or on the replay. We'll do it for you and I both. And here's my main statement for that. You can check it on your pendulum. I'm at my ideal weight for my height and body type.
Uh-oh.
Yes, no, or in between. Probably a no. Most people aren't. That's okay. Somewhere along the way, we pass that on a graph, right? So all I'm going to do is take the fish in the top left corner and trace it like a little kid. And now you're going to see it jump to a yes.
Yes, what's interesting is with the body pendulum, you know, going, feeling the backward pull in the beginning there, and then now instead of my pendulum, I feel the forward pull. Okay, which is a yes. All right. Okay. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can only help folks, that's for sure.
So do you see anything? Do you see energies as you're doing this?
Yeah, I see a lot of things. You know, kind of my joke is if I told everybody everything I see and feel and hear, they'd lock me up, you know. And but I would say I like Corinthians 1:12, which talks about really the healing by the laying on of hands, prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. And I think everybody has this different thing, you know. And so if you're drawn to astrology and numerology, every day I get the question of what's my gift, Jimmy? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you like? Right? So, you know, there's plenty of people that their healing and their interpretation of spirit might come through paintings. And yet another one really is drawn to the numerology, astrology, and different things. So mine is pretty much a sense of knowing and whispers in my ear or a knowing in my head. And then to me, it's verified by either a pendulum or standing sway testing. And generally, I don't even need to do that anymore because I know it's working no matter what, like electricity. We just know it's there. But the client or whoever I'm working with, whether it's in person or phone or Skype, they're feeling the changes just like your person who's IMing you, that they're getting tingling in their forehead. So we're just sending this out as an awesome, beautiful electrical charge to everybody. And we're basically saying to spirit, we're giving them what they truly need right now, even if they don't know what they really need right now.
Wow. Okay, beautiful. Well, let's take some callers. So if you would like to ask Jimmy for some personal assistance, please do that over the phone. So go to the phone option back out on this webpage, and you'll see an option for a web phone, a web call, or a telephone call. And that way you could call in, hit star 2 to raise your hand, and you can ask him a question. We'll come back to some more of these chat questions that some people have. Let's go now to a caller, and this is Burns Lake, B.C. Caller, your phone number ends in 8288, and you are unmuted. What's your name, please?
Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Just phoning to ask for some help.
What you got going on?
What? There's a lot of people in my family right now, and I'm doing a lot of letting go because they're facing a lot of health issues. Like my mom's got dementia, my dad does as well, and my nephew is dealing with drug addiction, and sisters and brothers dealing with issues as well. And this feels like overwhelming at times, and also working on a relationship that I'm trying to develop, and that seems to be going nowhere fast.
Okay. So why don't you stand up just for a second, face due north, and anybody has a pendulum can play along, or they can stand up with us. So we're going to find that program or that piece of software, that file, if you will, where it feels like you're faced in overwhelm. Does that make sense to you? Like everywhere you're turning, it's something, right? So you can just say that and own it, Marianne. It'll just say, I feel overwhelmed. It should feel like a pull forward.
I feel overwhelmed, and I'm pulling forward.
Yep. So I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all off of her now. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it, release her from the service to it, and pull her straight back when you're done. You'll feel a wave, then it's going to pull you back. We're sending this out there for everyone that feels overwhelmed. And you'll feel it in waves. It should should pull you straight back when it releases.
My sister had a question about all the things that was happening to our family, and she feels like we're being cursed.
I don't get cursed as much as it's all kind of coming together at one time, if that makes sense. In other words, the damage.
Yeah, like a perfect storm.
That.
It's just
incredible. That's very true. Let's own that. Go ahead and just say, I feel like our family's cursed and we're caught up in the perfect storm. You're going to feel the pull forward.
My family's cursed and we're in the perfect storm. Yeah.
And I'm going to release
forward.
That to know. Yep. And all I'm doing is the little sign of the fish here, and you're going to feel the pull backwards. It is a radio show, so let everybody know when you feel that pull back.
It seems to be wavering. What's going on with that?
That's good. It's taking out little pieces one at a time. And then all of a sudden you'll feel a real strong pull backwards when it releases. And you'll have a lot of different pieces with that because you have different members of family and sister and different things happening in relationship and all the rest of it. You should feel the release, and it should pull you straight back when it changes. And that's us getting this all off of you now.
Wow. Yeah. There it goes.
There you go. Feel it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yep.
Isn't
that
interesting?
Found to help you.
Wow. You know, thank you for that, Marianne. We hope that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in. Gosh.
Yes.
That is
okay,
great. And
so,
that represents so much for people, too, because who hasn't been caught up in that, right? My father went through the dementia side, and more like his body fell apart, and his mind was pretty sharp. And right now I'm going through it with my mother. Her body is sharp, but her mind's not 100% dementia. So sometimes you do feel like, you know, you're getting hit from all sides at one time, and that's what Marianne was going through. So I hope not only she notices relief after this, but for everybody that ever listens to the replay or is listening right now, if they got family challenges, we're asking that that changes and releases for them too.
Well, it's as if you were unraveling or liberating energy, thought forms of energy, right? Energy, thoughts are energy, and they actually begin to crystallize in our field. And so when people are feeling this release, especially when it's confirmed with muscle testing, either, you know, standing, falling forward, or falling backwards and feeling that pull, this is the energetics that are shifting and changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're unwiring.
Love it. Yeah, 100%. You got it.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going back to our chat line, and we have requests for eyesight. This is a good one. Let's do eyesight. Let's do all of the issues that may affect it so we could have 20/20 vision.
Love that. Or better. I have really good luck with eyesight. I've actually improved my eyes over time, and I actually had my little eye doctor at the time. I still have it here underneath my dresser in my room where she wrote that it had changed, and it changed over a period of a couple years, but it certainly had got better. So my glasses actually got thinner on lenses-wise, so kind of cool. So, yeah, let's do that right now for anybody and everybody. I would go with my eyes are 100% healthy and whole, and you can see what you get on your pendulum. And we're going to work through you and then jump to everybody that ever hears the program.
Yes, mine are not good. Mine's going no. I'm getting a no.
Yeah. So I'm going to change that to yes for you and everybody else. And you'll see the jump.
Yes, it's right there. It's so quick.
There you go. I know, right? I love that. I'm like a little kid still, believe me. It's exciting to me. So that's strengthening everybody's eyes right now and their vision. Then I would go deeper and go to optical nerves. So everyone that ever hears the sound of my voice, we're strengthening their optical nerves. And see if you get yes, no, or in between on your pendulum.
It's a sideways in between.
Yeah, so let's do that to a yes, and all I'm doing is tracing the fish, and you'll watch the jump.
There it is. That's amazing.
Love it. Yep. It's very, very cool. And so then I would jump after that. I'd go to brain and just say everyone's brain is functioning at 100%, positive, healthy, and whole here and now, and see if you get yes, no, or in between.
I'm getting a yes.
Yeah, I'm going to make it even stronger for you and everybody that might ever get a no. You're going to watch the jump.
It's just a stronger, much stronger swing.
That's what you need. Love that. And you can see where if you're swinging a little bit to the right and it goes harder to the right, then anybody that's getting a no, it's going to jump to a yes, right? So you and I are going critical mass even for the folks that we can't see or do right now. How cool is that?
This is quantum. This really is quantum, where it's accessing another plane, another field, plus the intention. There's something about the intention as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll come back to more of our chat. Let's go back to our phone line. I'm going over to Santa Monica, California. Phone number ending in 1163. And you are unmuted. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Do you have a question for Jimmy?
Yes. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
I would love to work on money and career, and I would love to do it standing versus the pendulum.
Sure. You test weak on money. You test pretty strong on career right now, but go ahead and stand up. And we're just going to strengthen money for you since you mentioned that word. So you can just say, my money tests strong. See if you go forward, back, or in between.
My money, bringing in abundance, tests strong.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. And I'm going to change it to yes right now. You'll feel the drift forward when it comes in. You'll feel the wave.
It's a very gentle move forward.
Yep, I love it. I like gentle. But you see, we've talked about, Melissa, when we first started, we went money, career, and then this is abundance. And the interesting part is each one of those words would have a different vibration or piece to it, just like car, truck, 747, motorcycle. They're all going to be a little bit different. So, make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can we do the career one?
Go ahead. Yeah. What's going on with you? What would you like to do? What are you doing now?
I want a major job.
You want a major job?
Yeah, a big job.
Okay. A big job. All right. Well, let's give you a big job. See how you line up right now for a big job. I'm all aligned and ready for my big job. See if you get yes, no, or in between.
No.
So I'm going to change it to yes. And you'll feel it drift you forward when it comes in.
Okay. Yes.
I love it.
Move
yep.
forward. My
Felt
question:
it.
When you're doing mm-hmm. the when you're doing the pendulum or stuff, are you saying to are you doing the fish from the top down first, or are you doing the fish from the bottom up?
Yep. It depends. Anything negative, I would start the bottom left of the tail. It would be earth negative weakness that we're releasing through the fish, if you will, much like a bank teller when you go and put money in the tube. So anything, a weak, negative, earthbound thing, like let's say you have weakness in career, I would start the bottom left of the fish and circle it until I went up into the heavens and released it as if I'm letting go of a balloon. I love when people go to the beach and they light those little candles. You've seen them on TV or YouTube where they put them in little kites, right? And they let them go. So that's what you and I are doing together. It's like supercharged, turbocharged prayer. And it's actually changing the vibration of all this. And it gives you a much higher probability that things would work out more in your favor. As far as the good stuff you don't have, a heaven positive strength you might not have or you test weak on, I would go to heaven and start at the top left corner of the fish and slowly fish it in and bring it into you until it pulls you forward to yes. And we call it change you can feel. And you see why, because we just met.
Great. Thanks.
Makes sense? Love it.
Yes.
I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Okay, very cool. Thanks, Melissa. All right. Well, we're going to move right on down. We're going to go to Marlene in Seattle. Hi, Marlene.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm new at this. I don't really understand the muscle testing or the pendulum.
That's okay, Marlene. What do you got going on?
I recently realized, I'm wanting to start a coaching job, career, like independent, and I've been finding all kinds of excuses. And I recently realized that when I was a little girl, I was told not to call attention to myself, you know, don't put myself out there. But now I don't know how to let that go.
Mm. Well, we're going to let it go right now. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Go ahead and stand up.
Yep.
Face due north.
Okay.
Oh, and we'll just say it's safe and comfortable to let that go and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
In between.
You can, in between. See, so it's hidden to me, and all I'm going to do is release it right now. And you're going to feel it pull you forward when it shifts.
Okay.
Feel the difference?
Yeah.
Love it. All right. And so while we're here, Marlene, I'm going to go to the heavens, and I'm going to grab a whole lot more self-confidence for you. And it's going to pull you forward again right now. We're going to give you a higher level of self-confidence and strength and the ability to stand up for yourself.
Awesome. And
you'll feel a wave pulling you forward. There you go.
Thank you.
Also feel, they're saying you feel caught up in disbelief. You're also really, really, really caught up in the past from the family issues. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to release all that right now. And this is going to pull you back when it releases. And I'm doing it for everybody ever hears the sound of my voice.
It started doing that before you even said that. It started doing that.
Yep. Pulling you backwards now, right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
So how cool is that? You're on the northeast, and I'm in Florida. So there you go. Fast enough for you?
That's wonderful.
I love it. See? Welcome to the show. We're glad you came. We're glad you called in. Gosh.
I'm glad, too. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see what happens now. And I'd encourage you to get out there. You know, my mother would say to you and I both, we're not spring chickens anymore. So
that's
I don't care what my dad said to me when I was 5, right? It's like, hey, that's really sad. And that's a not to demean it, but that's a whole lot of so what, right? And everybody's got their story and their horrible situation. And I could tell you mine, you'd start crying on the radio, right? So, you know, let's just go with right now moving forward. How do you feel right now?
I feel lighter.
Love that.
Yes.
Can only help you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in.
Yes. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go to our next caller because this is just so fun. Let's go to Kalamazoo. It is.
Kalamazoo,
and I believe this is another Melissa, or at least that's what the phone line says. Hi.
Hi, love.
Is it Melissa?
It certainly is, yes, another Melissa.
Love it.
Another Melissa.
Love it.
Yay. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Well, this has been really cool because I've been, you know, playing right along, and I love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was going to do work on something physical, low back issue, really like a stenosis problem back there.
Okay.
And, but I also, there's something going on even while we were doing this of this, like, kind of like this brain fog disconnect. So, like I don't feel 100% present. Like, and
yeah,
I don't
get,
like
when I ask spirit, you feel fully present, it's no. So I would just own that if you're standing there facing due north. And just say, I feel fully present, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I feel fully present. I feel fully present. Okay, so the first time I went forward, I asked again, and I went backwards. So.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, and believe me, on many levels, it might be believe, think, know, or feel. Like now you feel fully present, but you're not fully present. Regardless, we're going to go to the heavens and bring in that it's safe and comfortable for Melissa to be herself, for anyone that hears the sound of my voice, for them to be themselves and be fully present here and now. And now you'll feel a hard, strong pull forward.
Oh, I got a really strong pull backwards.
Yeah, that's okay. It's taking out everything that doesn't agree with that. And then it's going to pull you forward to yes now.
And it did. Thank you.
Love it. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Huge issue that you connected to. It's about the safety around being fully here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
and I would
big.
Say to you, too, you mentioned back as well. And back is huge to me, either about feeling supported or money, actually. Low back, often, if you're terribly wealthy, generally it's a family support issue if it's aching. And if you're not terribly wealthy, it's generally money. So yours isn't even money. Yours is about support, believe it or not, feeling unsupported. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to the heavens right now. We're going to bring you in a whole lot more support. And you'll feel the pull forward when it comes in.
Yep, there it is.
There you go. Love it. And we appreciate you playing along in Kalamazoo for the rest of the callers for back, low back. Love that.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Thank you. That's been a pretty much a lifelong issue with that back, but it's gotten worse. So I'm very, that was huge. Thank you. And I know that.
You're welcome.
Reach as far
we'll see what happens now. Yeah, it can only help you. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. That was wonderful. I'm so happy I got to connect with you.
I love
it.
Oh, I am too. Thank you.
That was very awesome.
Cool. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay,
cool. Thanks. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, sweet one. All right, moving right along. We're going to go to North Hollywood, California. This is a phone number ending in 8097. Hi, do you have a question for Jimmy?
Yes, hi, it's Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a issue of going out in the world again, and I had a Pleiadian session on this, and it just it was like a very simple answer. I went out in the world once, and I wasn't strong enough. Like my own aura and my own membrane of myself wasn't strong enough, and I got attacked a lot of people, and it just got me sick. So to go out again, my homework was to strengthen my own membrane every day, and my own energy, so I don't get bombarded when I go into public situations. I was very public. So can you see, or can you like set my energy so I can go out in public again? Like big
stand
time.
Up. Love
I'm
it.
Stand,
stand
up.
So okay. Be north. Yeah.
I'm
so
north.
We'll just go ahead and, we'll go ahead and strengthen all that now for you. I'm just going to go to the heavens and slowly bring it in and make it safe and comfortable for you to go out in public without feeling overwhelmed or bombarded. And I'm changing it now, and that's going to pull you forward when it comes in.
Well, I kind of swung side to side, and I went back. So we got to do it again.
That's okay. It's going to take out all kinds of stuff, and then it's going to drop you forward to yes. And for me, left is abandonment and right is control. So it feels like you're trying to control stuff. Obviously, in your place where you're at now, left side is feeling abandoned. And we're releasing all that by pulling you backwards. And now it's going to pull you forward.
Wow. I nearly fall on my head. Yeah.
It's a good thing, I promise. It's a good thing.
Wow. Yes, strengthened and really good. I feel like big time public, like TV and stuff and like all over, like I used to be. And, sheesh. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you,
Alexandra.
Glad you called in. Gosh.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sweet one. Thanks a lot. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's go. I'm going to take some questions from our maybe you want to work on a couple of things. So we've got one question over here saying, is it possible to increase hormones for sexual interest and passion? All right. That's
that.
One lady. And then here's another one. Prem asks, I have an interesting question. Is it possible that a husband and wife, their sexual polarity is completely reversed from each other's?
Yeah, that's true for them, too. So that's interesting. Grab your pendulum on the hormonal piece, and let's just strengthen everyone's hormones that ever hears the show.
Okay.
Where they need to be. And just change the levels like the old graphic equalizer on stereos. We're going to move all the little knobs around and upward, and here we go. So you're going to get a yes when that comes in. And that's hormonal for everyone.
It shifted. It's still a little weak.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I'm going to make it stronger. We're going with some big fields here because we're doing your entire listening audience and whoever hears the sound of my voice, and you'll see the jump.
All right, people.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Can only help them. So grab Prim right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watch this. And so if you grab Prim right now
Prim.
For her and the husband, reverse sexual polarity, you're going to get a yes on your pendulum. And we'll wait till you find that yes or that little computer file.
Yes.
And then we're going to delete that and release it, resolve it, disentangle and uncollapse it, take it all out to the void. Show her a no and you've changed it. And let's reverse their polarity back in the other direction. Thank you.
Wow, it's gone.
There you go. And that's the release. Love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing.
It is. I love it. I'm like a little kid. It's so fun, you know, and it's so rewarding, and it can really, really, really help and contribute to others. So,
yes.
Knowing how to do it, right? So the pendulum was always the first step. You can imagine back in the day, I thought, wow, this is so cool. We can measure energy, get a yes or a no. And a lot of people to this day, they, you know, unwind it and they hope it works out. But with what you and I are doing together, you have that definitive yes or no, so that things have really changed and you can see it, you can integrate it, you can experience it and feel it. And it's a huge difference. It's a game changer.
Game changer indeed. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go. This is a common one. As well, we know that, you know, we need to consciously surrender the ego, to really allow more of our metaphysical abilities to come in. And this is Jody's question. Can you help with getting our ego and mental mind out of the way of our metaphysical abilities?
Let's do it right now. Yep. Grab your pendulum. We'll just say it for you, me, and her, and everybody ever hears it. Oh, we're going to get the ego out of the way and overthinking out of the way is really what they're whispering in my ear, which makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to release all those and you're going to see a jump to a no or a weakness come in now.
Yep.
Mhm. Love it.
No more suffering when we really get that ego out of the way. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Love that. That's a great question, by the way. And I'm not saying it's not challenging and, you know, they might have to do a little work at it. But if we've been tripped up for decade after decade after decade of letting the ego run our world, you know, it's going to take some discipline, some change, and some time. And I would say to all that, just so everybody knows, you know, it's like you and I are on a giant cruise ship right now. We might be 500 miles offshore, but if we click the wheel just to the left a little bit, we're going to wind up 100 miles up the beach from where we were heading. So these little constant changes over time make a huge difference.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your special offer. I want to invite those on the webpage to click on the special offer button because there is a graphic there. It's you've got a My Liquid Fish starter kit, and there is a graphic of the fish that you're talking about. And so that makes perfect sense. And this is something that we can do every day, right? We can do this in...
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so simple. Please share a little bit more about this special offer, the online starter kit.
Yeah. So I'm going to read it to you briefly, but it's an instructional kit, and you'll learn the healing technique that I was given during my near-death experience, okay? And it's called My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple, and it really allows you to create this fast, profound, energetic change in people, places, things, pets, and situations is what I call it. So for those that aren't dialed on right now, I'm at least going to explain it to you so that you can get the idea. And it's really, it's a divinely given technique. It's really fast. It's easy to learn. You can integrate it in anything else you might be doing as far as clearing, releasing. There are practitioners now we've certified all over the world, and they might have done Reiki or, you know, any number of different healing modalities, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, Yuen method, all these different things. But this one just seems to really bring it all together and offer the best of the best. So in this kit, it's going to go into greater detail with little videos and things that will actually show you how to do it.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, and so, you know, this actually works on a DNA level and a core level and a soul level and even past lives. I think that's really fascinating because these things are what really, you know, this wounding, this these experiences that take us away from this love and this higher frequency really needs to clear out. And that's really what you're doing here. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Here's the other thing that I would add to that. There's also parallel dimension, parallel universes, and other worlds. So there's three other odd levels where, yeah, you might have cleared it off of DNA, but sure enough, it's something that's three universes away, and we clear that, and everything shifts and changes. So it isn't even that you have to know where all these little things are. But by doing this hand movement or the liquid fish, you're actually taking all that debris out of those areas as well. And that's a game changer.
Energetic debris from the field on a quantum level. We cannot see it. It's just amazing. And, you know, when we do this introspection in our life and we identify a pattern, if we've seen it come up, we can literally see how that has affected everything on the timeline of our life because of that one pattern. I've seen that in my own self too. And on some occasions that wound made me very strong and gave me a lot of courage. But then I also see the flip side of it where it actually was not so becoming in the way that I expressed myself. And so this is fascinating. It's really interesting when we talk about parallel universes. And when we talk about the Mandela effect, is this when these parallel universes or various timelines are actually coming in and bleeding together?
I feel like I think they're always there. I think there's parallel universe, parallel dimension, other worlds. I'll go on another flip side for you on the negative, and that is you might have somebody you and I might work on. Let's say they had a particular cancer, a lung cancer, and I'm just grabbing stuff, and we've already cleared out maybe the DNA of it, all the vows they might have had towards cancer, the history of everybody who was a male had lung cancer in their whole family, you can always go back to. But there's something out there that, you know, just won't clear up. Well, in the parallel dimension, on a parallel universe or another world, it's as if some sort of weird balloon is tethered out there back down to them. And this is unclipping that and releasing it into the void. And then you have a much higher probability of the healing taking place.
Wow, isn't that fascinating? Clean up on all levels.
Exactly.
Clean up, energetic cleanup on all levels. Okay. Well, that special offer, again, is available on this webpage at acoustichealth.com/special-offers/Jimmy. Thank you for that. And if anyone has any questions about how to work with that, please ask. In the meantime, we're going to go back to our call line. And this time we're heading over to, I believe it's Colette in New London, Connecticut. Hello, you're unmuted.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. What's going on?
I'm exhaustively tired. I've been doing, I was spring cleaning, house cleaning. I didn't really want to have to go back to it, but because my healing business isn't picking up, I'm doing that, and my whole body hurts. I mean, I can't even move. I'm lying down. My back hurts. My whole right side feels like, my arm feels like it's going to fall off. And I'm a little bit ticked off about it because I feel like I'm going back to the old, and I just don't want to do that. But anyhow, that's where I'm at.
All right.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, if you're laying down, we'll have her use the pendulum. How about that?
Yes. Oh, please do.
For you.
Yeah. I'm actually I've been feeling a little bit better while I'm listening to the call, so yes.
Oh, good. We love that. That's just a witness right there of the energy and the changes.
Yes.
And it feels not so much like exhaustion, by the way, as it is overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So she's going to get yes on her pendulum right now from Colette, feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And we're finding that file for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to release it and resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. And then she'll see the jump to a no when it releases.
Mm.
And I can feel it changing now. And you got a lot going on, girl.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to I don't want to lose my rent I got behind, so I had to kind of do this.
Well, that's okay. We got to do whatever we got to do to keep it all going, right? So.
Yeah.
We're taking out all the overwhelm right now and exhaustion and all of it. You also have a lot of worry, too. We're deleting all that, too.
Oh, good.
There you go. I'm getting a no now myself, so.
I'm getting a no, yes.
Love it. And that's going to release for at least the next, I don't get days as much as hours, 1, 2, 3, about 4 more hours that's going to be releasing for you. So I certainly would take it easy tonight. They're also showing me Epsom salt, so you could take an Epsom salts bath. You don't test for heat as much as you test for cool. And that's what they're whispering in my ear. So I would go with something, you know, tepid water or cooler water, Epsom salt. Mm-hmm. That's going to go a long way to help you. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because I'm dealing with the inflammation. My whole back hurts. Yeah.
Okay.
And I got to do it again tomorrow. So I'm hope. Yeah, it's not hurting as much. Yes. I'm doing it all again tomorrow. So 4 hours and then it's okay to do it again.
Yeah, 100%. Well, no matter what you did in the next 4 hours, this is still going to help you.
Yeah.
But I'm just letting you know it's in energetic waves, and it will change.
Yeah.
It's an awful lot of energy and frequency and vibration we're sending to you.
Okay, Jim, will this help me shift not having, to just not being in the old work that I don't want to do anymore until, like, just...
When I ask, it's yes.
Okay.
So... We're saying prayers right now. We're launching a million balloons for you so that you won't have to.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lorenz pendulum's going to jump to a yes now because I just changed it. And it'll give you a high probability.
You,
yeah.
Yes, it's there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's there now. So this is you and I together, you know, letting some balloons go up to the heavens. Makes sense?
Yeah, I'm feeling the relief.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And even though you're laying down, you're feeling the release. How cool is that? So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it.
Love
Thank
it.
You, Colette.
You
love
called
it.
In.
Yes.
Gosh.
Thank you. You know, we're all feeling so much lighter. I hear from Suzanne. Suzanne's a beloved sister, and she says that she feels this in her body and with the pendulum as well. It's really quite amazing how that works. And, you know, one thing I just wanted to mention about worry, isn't it so amazing that we trust our worry more than we trust ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I think we're so brain tied up in survival, right? That's what we're really wired to.
Survival
like
mode.
Survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my God, I'm hungry. And, you know, people think that's the worst that can happen all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just stay out of all that as much as I possibly can and just come to a place of neutrality and things get better. It's quite funny, really.
Neutrality.
So.
You know, I bet you don't... I bet you don't get in any little raised voice conversations with, like, your spouse or anything.
No.
Or if you do, you immediately, like, back off. Or, I mean, that's pretty much gone for you, right?
What's funny is it's worse than that. I will generally start to kind of giggle or laugh. And that's my version of instead of, hey, I'm going to scream at you right now. It's like, oh, my God, it's so funny that I feel this rising up in me that I want to scream at you right now. And it's so foreign to me. Isn't that funny? That it just, it's comical. And so I always would take them back to and just repeat the same thing over and over again until they really get it. You know, and just be calm and patient, loving and kind and almost pretend like they're 5 years old, right? So there you go. It's not condescending as much as it is I want them to get it and for them to be happy and you and I to be happy and just make things work.
Uh-huh. That's great. That's really wonderful. I love it. You know, a sense of humor really is required here in these days, and we should never let anyone or anything take that sense of humor away from us. That is
ours. I love it.
And it's
very disarming, humor is. Very, very disarming.
Yeah.
My mother turned 90 on Christmas Day this past year, and she used to say, if you've got a problem with Jimmy, it's probably you. So I just thought that was so cute and funny coming from my dear old mom, right? So
yes. And if you've got a problem with me, then I'm glad I could help you clear that.
Right. Or I'm at least going to, hey, that gives us a great opportunity to clear something on ourselves, right? Because they're picking up on that with us too, right?
Absolutely.
So how cool is that?
That's super cool. Okay, let's do something for the group now, Jimmy. Let's do one, because I've heard from, you know, some of the folks who called in, I think it was one of the Melissas, who wants this great next big job, right?
I love that.
And so let's shift it and know that when we truly live our passion and
it shows
love,
up.
it shows up, right? And so for us to really be empowered for all, so for this group, it's really, we are the New Earth leaders, the New Earth way showers. And so let's do something that really will remove any of the blockages that keep us from that, any lack of confidence or any self-doubt.
And
being small.
Right?
I mean, being small, it's, or playing it small, right? Mm-hmm. And there is a fear that comes along where we're kind of scared of getting too big. There's a fear there too. And so when we talk about New Earth and all of our New Earth missions, let's fully stand in all of that glory and power so that we can really be creative and create new solutions for our planet.
Love that. Let's do it right now. I'm just going to do a slow big fish, and you can measure it coming in on the pendulum, okay?
Yes.
Here we go. Believe, think, know, and feel. Be ready, willing, and able. Know when, where, how, and why to bring in the higher level self for us all right now. Life's purpose will show up when we least expect it. Exciting, enthralling, wisdom, laughter, entertainment, and joy, and love of our mission here and now. And show her a positive, huge yes when you bring it in for everyone that ever hears the sound of my voice. Thank you.
We have a strong, huge yes. Thank you. Thank
love
you.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very strong and solid.
Mm.
Beautiful. I hope everyone is feeling empowered. Feeling empowered. Going forward with that coaching program, sharing the great wisdom that we all have, the wisdom that brings through the mastery skills of love and compassion that we all have. Thank you, everyone. That's beautiful. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phone line. This time we're going up to, let's see, Regina. Regina, hello. You, this is unmuted. What's your name, please?
Sandy, this is lovely. I'm really enjoying this. This is fun.
It
is.
I love that.
Something else. Yes, what, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. What's going on with you, honey? What can we change or make different for you?
I'm ready to move on in life from the location where I am to a more ideal location and a much improved situation.
Where would you like to go? What are my choices?
I like to go where there's more trees, more green, lots of good people that are like-minded. I'm from another part of the country, so I would like to go there if possible, but wherever I'm going to be able to do what it is that's important for me to do.
Love it. We'll have that show up for you now, and if you had choices, I could tell you what tests best for you, but I'm just going to go to the heavens right now. If you want to stand up, face due north. There we go. And all I'm going to do is go to the heavens and fish it in for you and bring it in right now. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in. Believe, think, know, and feel. Ready, willing, and able. The when, where, how, and why. For the ideal location to show up for her here, now.
Oh, my. I just jerked.
Love it.
Yes,
feel it.
I want to go back to the part of the country I came from.
Okay. So, whereabouts is that?
Ontario.
Okay. That tests really strong for you. You're in Regina now, you said?
I'm in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Okay. So here's Regina, Saskatchewan. It's going to pull you backwards. You'll find this interesting. Here we go. I just put it over your head. It's going to drop you back.
Yes, it did.
All right. And where is it you want to go?
Ontario, in that area.
Okay. Yeah, and that test really strong for you. That's going to pull you forward for a yes.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
You feel it right now?
Yeah. I feel that I've been here doing ancestral past life stuff.
That test true or strong yes.
Yeah. So
but it's almost like you're done with that now, right?
Yes.
30, 60, 90, 120 days out, so June, July, August. By September, the fall, you could end up being moved somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep that in mind. And I certainly would be sending up some weather balloons for spirit. I'd be looking at places that I wanted to live in that other area. Because I'm not trying to sell you a place one way or the other, but I'm just letting you know where you're at right now tests weak for you, and that where you want to go tests really strong, like you're spot on. So
yes, here I find it's like I'm done and I'm tired, worn out and overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whereas there I think you would have a lot more energy. Does that make sense?
That's right, yes.
Yep.
Great.
Very cool.
We so appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, we're glad you called in. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. I felt I was supposed to be on the call.
Yeah.
See? And you were. And you helped a lot of folks know that it's possible.
Good. Thank you
very
much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks, Sandy. Bye.
Thank you.
Jimmy. Wow. Bye-bye. See, it's interesting because this validates what we know within. We know it, right? Know it.
100%.
We know. Yeah.
Yep.
And that just
and our brains are fighting it to death, right? And wrestling with it. So
keeping us up at night, worrying about it, right? And just
God,
if they take
funny.
Over. Yeah, it takes over. So I'm glad that we did that work with the ego to put the ego aside. I mean, we thank the ego, but really just to be centered in our hearts in such an incredible way. Okay, we
love
have
it.
Time for one more, Jimmy. We're going to take
grab
one
it.
More phone caller. This time we are going to, I believe it's Aubrey in Whitehall, Michigan. Hello, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Is it Aubrey?
No, my name is Destiny.
Destiny. The phone line said Aubrey here, so welcome. How can Jimmy help you today?
What's going on?
Well, I have got, I don't know, I don't know that you're going to be able to get rid of this, but maybe you could help me figure out what is binding it to me. I feel
okay,
like
what do you got going
I've
on?
Had a, there's like an entity, but it's not your average entity. This is like some form of interdimensional being.
Yeah, you test is unclear right now when I ask. You don't need to tell me anything else. So it's okay. Just stand up, face due north. We're going to do this for you and everybody that ever hears the sound of my voice. So just say, I am clear, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I am clear. Ooh. I didn't really feel much. Whoa, I'm feeling kind of dizzy and lightheaded. Like,
I'm going to pull you forward for a yes. I'm doing it now.
It's like in my chest. Whoo. Whoa. Yeah, there's definitely
right
something
now.
Happening.
Yep.
Whew.
I love it. Going to feel like it's pulling you forward for yes and pushing you backwards for
yes,
no.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what you have, and it's called unclear, and this is some really dark stuff, and you just happen to have it.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to pull you forward when we find the file.
Whew.
And I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it out of you and the house and the cars and everywhere you are. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it. Release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done. Pull you back when it releases.
Wow, I'm like shaking. Like my whole body's shaking.
Wow.
Leaving.
Whew. Whew, okay, I just
there
shifted
you
backwards.
Love it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Thank you, my gosh.
That's going to help
I
you a lot.
That thing's, it's been bothering me for like 7 months.
Gone now.
Good riddance, yes. Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Love it.
Ooh.
Thank you for calling in. I wish I'd gotten to you 6.5 months ago.
Yes.
thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
thanks.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to wrap up our conversation with a little bit of information about that, about entities. And we remember that we're not here to bring any fear in. So if it's kind of creepy to some people, just know that this is an awareness that we're bringing in so that we can monitor our own energy. So tell us, because you and I, you worked on me, Jimmy, right before the call. And there was something similar there. And it's interesting. I think there's that we get a lot of that. All of us can experience this. What would bring, what would make us vulnerable to an entity?
So here's what I find over time, and they have different levels and gradients to it all. But it's kind of like the northern diners up in New York, New Jersey, you know, they'll be eating bacon and smoking cigarettes and whatever. And you and I go in there and we order green tea and a fruit cup and some cottage cheese. Okay. And it's breakfast time. So guess what we come out smelling like, right? Bacon and cigarettes. And that's part of it. So it's kind of like hanging out by the campfire and your hair smells like smoke. And that's what the drift looks like to me of the negative entities and things that the last caller just went through.
Yeah.
And I find you can pick them up at sporting events, huge restaurants, hospitals are notorious. That's a train wreck. Of course, airports, things like that, where there's huge groups of people. You might be in a casino and bump into somebody. And just like they get that smell on you, or you see somebody and you go, ooh, they're creepy, right? You end up having that jump on you. And you better be able to fish it out or have some sort of method or simple technique for cleaning yourself up, right? And that's what this is all about. Even in the spiritual healing techniques, it's part of this package. It tells you how to do all that. And that's the simple way to get it done.
Wow. Okay. Well, it just explains something with me recently. I did make a run through the airport a couple of times, actually. And yes, there was a little bit of a...
Well, watch this. Just stop talking right there and watch this. You'll love it.
Okay.
So I picked up a negative entity going through the airport. Your pendulum's going to show you a yes, I'm telling you right now. See what I mean? And so you already know that internally, right? And you're smart enough that you figured it out. But when we can test it, yes or no, and you can use that pendulum and measure that energy, how cool is that, right? Because then we integrate our brain with and our eyes and our senses going, oh, my God, that's what it was. Boom, airport, right? And now... if you check it again, it's going to go weak to no because it's gone. So you could just mess with it right now. It's going to give you a no.
Very slowly starting to come in on that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it caused an argument, a little tiff. Very interesting. Okay.
Isn't
that? Well, good riddance. All right. Thank you for that.
Right.
I know that it helps others too, and we can... We just feel so much lighter and more in bliss, and just nothing can take us from this. Really fortified is a great word for it. Connected.
Love it.
Solid.
Love it.
Is another word. So thank you for that. And so, my goodness, learn the fish method, this little technique, a beautiful spiritual healing technique that Jimmy Mack brought forward. It's in his audiobook and it's in his PDF book, and then there's some audio downloads.
Yeah.
That this basically teaches us all how to do it.
Yep. And the audio downloads are all about money. And so money, gold coin, if you're into the stock market at all, you love the lottery, any of those things, massive amounts of abundance on one of them. Just incredible. It's an incredible amount of clearing that we go through. And most of these audio MP3s have taken years to write the scripts for and then record. So you get it all in this package.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with our community. That is all right there. And it's helping so many people. We can do it with others, right? We can kind of, for those in our family, we can do it. Right?
Absolutely.
In a subtle way. Do we need their permission?
I'm not big on permission. I used to be a long, long time ago, and I love Richard Bartlett in Matrix Energetics, and he used to say, If you see somebody in a car wreck and they're laid out on the sidewalk, you don't go revive them and go, do you mind if I pray for you?
Right.
So you and I are praying for them and sending them energetic love and healing. And
energetic.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it interfering with karma or their choice or anything else.
Free will.
It's just, we're
okay.
sending them love, love, love,
yeah.
and joy. And if we
Excellent.
Do that, it's still the highest and best is going to come through to them. So
great. Okay. All right. And so I kind of fibbed there. I'm going to take one more question. This is coming in from our YouTube community. Hello, YouTubers. This is Carol, and Carol is asking for some help, and she really wants to have some deep healing. Something's holding her in a succubus type of way. She's asking for some
succubus?
Help. Succubus. I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist.
That's okay. I know what she's
never
saying.
Heard of that word. Succubus. I'm going to look that up. Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. It's not good. It's kind of an alien, kind of weird, you know, think of an octopus on the top of your head kind of thing. So that's
okay.
not good.
Okay. Okay, yep. Carol. Here we go.
So we're going to find the little file where it might be. You're going to find it on your pendulum. You let me know when you get the yes.
I have the yes.
There you go. And we're going to release that, resolve it for her, disentangle it all out now into the void. Let's have her learn all the lessons she ever needed to from this and release her from the service to it. And we're just deleting out that file like we would on a computer. And you're going to see that pendulum jump to a no.
Big jump to the no.
Love that.
Carol, so we hope that helps you, and hope you can feel that.
It will.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right. These are good vibrations, higher vibrations, feeling this love vibration, wiping out all worry, wiping out all fear, and just feeling this deep, solid connection. Jimmy Mack, what an experience today with you. Lightning
fast
with you.
Hey, we had fun.
We did.
I love
we had fun. Lots of people were helped there. I can feel the whole group. There's like, I just get goosebumps thinking about it.
That's awesome.
Yay.
That's
Thank
fantastic.
You so much. This
Gosh,
was really.
Thanks for having me on. I love it.
I love it. And
I appreciate you. And listen,
yay.
Thank you for really being the way shower. I love the word way shower. That's me too. And you are doing your level best to come together and bring a whole lot of folks to show everybody a simpler, easier way. And just remind everybody we're all interconnected. And, gosh, you're holding out the lantern, too. So I love it. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, well, it is my pleasure. And I thank all of those listening as well for being that one to amplify this light within our own lives and to share it with others. It is a beautiful world when we do that. So we thank all of our listeners as well. So Jimmy Mack, this was amazing. Thank you. Thank
Love
you.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye
awesome.
For now.
Bye. All right. Well, let's have a little bit of fun here as we move our body and feel this liberation. We're going to have fun here on this Thursday night with this cosmic dance to the heart of the universe. Namaste. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this quantum conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the cosmic heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all quantum conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting acoustichealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at acoustichealth.com. Namaste.